Heavenly Father, gracious Lord, I thank you. We thank you. You are so magnificent. You are so mighty, Lord. Father, we honor you. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we come to you today, pleading with you for deliverance, for healing, and for clearing any and all foreign objects that has entered into the womb of your daughter. Father, heal her of her fibroids, Lord. Every ovarian cyst, Father, cancel it, Lord God. Cover and cloak her uterus with healing, Lord. Holy Spirit, show up. Father, do your work. Show them your miracles. Blow the minds of the medical team. For every one of your daughters, you know their heart's desire. You know they want a baby. You know they desire to conceive. Father, I come against hysterectomies right now in the name of Jesus. I counsel the enemy's plot and plan to destroy every uterus. I come against the enemy's plot and plan to delay the pregnancy. I decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. Every ovarian cyst canceled by fire in the name of Jesus. Every fibroid canceled by fire in the name of Jesus. Every aspect of endometriosis canceled by fire in the name of Jesus. We come against preeclampsia in the name of Jesus. We come against depression and stress and anxiety in the name of Jesus. We come against every failed IVF round in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare fertility to rest upon the wombs of your daughters all across the globe, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the increase in libido. We thank you for the increase in estrogen. We thank you for the increase in the blood supply to the uterus, Lord God. We unblock all fallopian tubes right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We clear every cervical wall. We open it up, the womb. We release all pain. We release all frustration. We release all anger. We release everything that has gotten in the way of your daughter's conceiving, Lord God. We come against it all right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We cancel all attacks and assignments from the enemy by fire right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and declare that every medical team that touches your daughter in the name of Jesus seeks your face, Lord, that they pray before they touch her, Lord God, that they are gentle, nurturing, and caring with her, Father. We pray, Lord, that the opinions that the doctors give are grounded in the truth that is your word, Lord God. We thank you for our medical team. We thank you for the doctors. We thank you for the science, Lord God. But we know it is the supernatural that does it. We know that what man can't do, you have already done exceedingly abundantly above all. Father, blow their minds. Blow their minds, Lord God. You told me this was ovulation October, that this would be the month that they conceive, Lord God. And I believe that for your daughters, Lord God. We stand in agreement right now, Father. Your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are there, you are here, you are resting within us, Lord God. You are resting on us right now, Lord God. Everything we need, you have already applied. You are the cup that will never run dry. You are near the brokenhearted and the contrite in spirit, Lord God. You hear our cries. You want to give us the desires of our hearts. Father, your word says that if we ask you anything, presenting all that you are, that you would do it. Father, you say also that if we believe when we pray, that we will receive it, Lord God. We believe for pregnancy right now. We believe for fertility in the name of Jesus. We believe for healing. Lord God, in the little boho so get it a be she, Vindaletta Bahasa, Vandaletta be he she, Holy Spirit, rest on the wombs in the name of Jesus. Miracles, healing, and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Supernatural overflow, supernatural pregnancies, supernatural birthing in the name of Jesus. Stress-free, pain-free pregnancies in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, break it away. Cancel it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You removed my fibroids miraculously, Lord. You took them out of my uterus, Lord. You opened up my fallopian tube, Father. You opened up my cervix that was still shut, Lord God. You removed the lump from my breast, Father. You did all that for me, God, your daughter, me. Do it for your other daughters, Lord. Do it for my sisters, Lord God. Show them your grace. Show them your mercy. Show them your miracle working power, Father. Show them that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Show them that you'll be there when they're at the peak and when they're in the valley, Lord God. Show them the power in pursuing you and putting pressure on your word and what happens when they come for you, when they call your name, Lord God. Show them, Father. Show them, Father. Show them, Father. Right now, Lord God, healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Any abdominal pain right now, removed now in the name of Jesus. Go. In the name of Jesus, every fibroid, go now in the name of Jesus. Every tumor, go now in the name of Jesus. Everything that is foreign, that has connected to their reproductive organs, that is interfering with them giving birth and getting pregnant and carrying full term, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. You must go. We cancel it at the root. We draw up the blood supply. You have no authority over that womb. That womb belongs to Jesus. That is the daughter of the King of all kings. Devil, you must go. You must leave. Never return again. That womb, that child that is going to be birthed will change the nation. Change the nation. We receive it, Lord God. We believe it, Lord God. We know it to be true, Lord God. The word cannot return void. Father, you promised. You promised conception. You said be fruitful and multiply. You said be fruitful and multiply. The birth of your son is a miracle. We come against every negative person that may be around them, every Penina spirit that may be taunting them and making fun of them and antagonizing them because of what they have yet to do. Father, we're not concerned about age. We're not concerned about time. Lord God, you are the creator of time. You are not subject to time. Time is subject to you, Father. Pause the moon. Shift the stars. Adjust the sun. Rewind the clock. Whatever you want to do, Lord God, do it because you can, Father. Let them know whether they're 45 or 55. You don't run out of miracle working power. You can still do it. You can still do it. All they have to do is believe. All they have to do is believe. Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, rest. Holy Spirit, rest. Holy Spirit, rest. Father, take over. Lord, take over. Fill them up, Lord. Fill them up, Lord. Healing in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Lord, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We adore you, Father. There is nobody greater. There is nobody greater, Lord. We thank you for doing it. We thank you for the miracle births. We thank you for the miracle seeds being sown, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you for positive pregnancy tests. For every daughter who is yet to see a positive pregnancy test, may this be the month that it happened in Jesus' name. For every daughter of yours, Lord God, who has gone out there and done countless rounds of IVF and IUI to no avail, may this be the month, Father, that it works. For every daughter who has taken an ovulation test and has come back negative or indecisive, we decree and declare positive in the name of Jesus. May this be the month, this be the time, this be the day that it happens for them, Lord God. Supernatural birthing in the name of Jesus. Supernatural pregnancy in the name of Jesus. Supernatural overflow in the name of Jesus. Cloak them, cover them, cleanse them, heal them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you and we give you all the honor, all the glory, all the adoration, all the credit, all the recognition, all of it, Lord God, belongs to you. In Jesus' name, it is so.